Now, if you were lucky enough to get a ticket for the most hyped concert in years, well done. But what did you have to sell in order to buy that Oasis ticket? Well, story after story of people paying or being asked to pay hundreds of euro per ticket as they logged on Saturday morning and waited hours to reach the top of the queue. After the reunion concerts were announced last week, we were told that ticket prices would start at €86.50. So how on earth did fans end up paying over €400 for one ticket? We're joined now by ticketing security expert Reg Walker, who has worked with artists including Ed Sheeran and Arctic Monkeys to combat the ticket touts. Reg, you're very welcome indeed. But we're not talking about ticket touts here, are we? We're talking about Ticketmaster, and now it's called dynamic pricing.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm somewhat surprised that they use dynamic pricing, especially in Ireland. The Irish government took a very responsible decision to protect consumers in Ireland by passing legislation banning ticket touting and scalping. The dynamic pricing model is sold to artists and promoters as an anti-touting strategy, i.e. if you hike the price of some of your tickets up so far, it's not worth the touts buying them, so they leave those tickets alone. But why then would you want to bring in an anti-touting strategy in a country that doesn't have a touting problem?
But is it like hotel rooms, airline seats? If there is a demand and there's a limited amount of tickets, people will pay more and more?
I think it's one of these where it's comparing apples and lemons in respect of travel and hotel rooms, etc. When there's surge pricing or dynamic pricing involved, everything, every room gets targeted by that strategy. With tickets, all they're doing here, well, generally in dynamic pricing, is they take 10 to 20% of the tickets. Now, the only way that dynamic pricing would work the same way as it does for airlines, hotel rooms, is if you dynamically priced 100% of the tickets. Mm. And I suspect then there would have been a lot less tickets sold yesterday than there actually were. So it's clearly nothing like the model that you see in other industries.
Did it happen in the UK at the weekend, Reg?
It did indeed, but only one ticket company again doing it. C Tickets and Gigs and Tours, who also had allocations of tickets, didn't get involved in dynamic pricing from what I can see online. So yes, it did. There's been a huge outcry over here, and the UK government has now said they'll include the subject of dynamic pricing in a ticketing consultation that's taking place later on this year.
Right. Is it the performer who sanctions dynamic pricing?
I'm sceptical on these claims. If you look at Oasis in particular, they've been vociferous in protecting their fans by saying, don't tout your tickets, don't buy touted tickets, we're going to cancel these off if people tout them. I would be very sceptical. The promoter actually owns the tickets, not the artist. It's the promoter that puts up all of the money for the tour. And generally speaking in the industry, the promoter makes these decisions. It's certainly very rarely that the artist gets involved at all. And as I said earlier, this strategy, dynamic pricing, is sold to the artist as an anti-touting strategy, which I don't believe it is.
So can anything be done to stop it?
Dynamic pricing, I think if I was a fan, I would be looking at those prices and going, I'll wait. I think the problem we have at the moment is fans are encouraged to take part in this feeding frenzy on a Friday or a Saturday when tickets go on sale. The red mist comes down and people make some decisions to purchase that they regret further down the line. Whereas actually, there's a year between these shows.
Yeah.
And if people wait, the artists have already said tickets acquired by touts will be cancelled off. They will come back on sale. Okay. There's almost always further releases of tickets as well. So it's be patient, keep monitoring the actual ticket sites, the official outlets.
Okay.
And don't panic buy.
And don't panic buy. You'll end up seeing the same gig as everybody else who paid, well, I don't think anyone paid 86.50, but nonetheless. Thank you very much indeed. Reg Walker, their ticketing security expert.